Welcome to the Satirically Challenging Show.
And we're live now.
Yes, we are. Welcome to the Satirically Challenging Show. My name is Red Hood. Driz will be in a few minutes. Pink Hood is off. Green Hood will be back sometime soon. Black Hood will be back on Wednesday. He had to be out. He was out on assignment for a few weeks. But we're good. Good to be back. And yes.
And oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm back.
Johnny's back as well. So we were off and running, but the thing is that we took a bit of time off to do some retooling, and that is coming up soon. And we have other announcements which you can't really announce quite yet.
I need like a mental vacation, if you will. I need a mental vacation, if you will.
He needed a mental vacation. I needed a mental vacation. So we're back. So now, honestly, how the Emmys, honestly, were well hosted. The only surprising thing was the only person who didn't watch them.
That's okay.
I watched them, but I think the people who didn't watch them were the White House. I'm more convinced of that. I watched them. I enjoyed them. I like award shows. I like the glitz and glam. I like the surprise. I think that for what Stephen Colbert did, he did a really good job at it. And he also
I was too busy watching American football.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was between American football, the Vietnam War, or the Emmys. And the fact is like I recorded the Vietnam War because I wanted to get I really wanted to see that, and I watched the Emmys, and the fact is a few big stars won, and I was really surprised when they brought out Sean Spicer, because I was like, what? You know, I'm all the way in Britain, and why is Sean Spicer on?
On
the Emmys. It really didn't make sense.
Yeah, like it just popped up out of nowhere.
I mean, the joke was that Alec Baldwin was pretty much there, and he won his not the Emmy for best impersonation of the person who's not the president. And it's actually pretty funny. But the fact is that I don't think the president watched. I don't think he watches, you know, anything that relates to fake news and other things. But honestly, I think that the award shows are always really good.
Yeah.
Or they can suck really fast. I think that in terms of if you're going to watch it or repeat watch it or didn't catch it and need to watch it, you're in for a good treat. I'm not going to spoil it, but our new season starts in about just under a week now.
Yes.
And that is going to be fun. Because we have stuff planned for November, we have stuff planned for going into October. We can't tell you when any of them are, but we can say that we have new guests, we have new people, like Driz, who's supposed to be on here, but I don't know where he is. However, we have other people coming back. Also, if you love this show, please rate and review us on iTunes. Hit us up. We don't bite. We do respond to all messages and all of that.
Oh, wait a minute. We're looking for Driz. Guess what?
Driz,
are you there?
Driz!
Are you there?
Driz, you're in. Driz?
Hello,
Driz? I guess he dropped off.
He says he's still there.
Well, we'll figure it.
Driz is here.
Yeah. Fantastic. Great. Driz, what did you think of the Academy Awards?
Yeah.
Well, not the Emmy Awards, not the Academy Awards. What did you think of the awards?
I believe the awards were interesting.
Interesting. What do you mean by interesting? What kind of interesting?
The awards interesting in the sense that I believe that they were fake news. Yep.
So you didn't hear that Spicy was on there, and it wasn't Melissa McCarthy. It was actual Spicy.
Actual Spicy.
He was fired.
Spicy. You might have not fired Spicy completely.
Yes.
Were you the one who fired Spicer?
No, I didn't fire Spicer, but I was imitating.
You were what?
Imitating Trump in my own mind.
Yes.
Spicy boy.
Oh, yes. But, I mean, everybody's making a huge uproar of, it's too soon. Well, the fact is that the fact is that when you misquote numbers of your own inauguration, that's bigly good.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Driz has not left the building yet.
Apparently, we still hear it's the Windows 10 computer.
Yeah, hopefully. But, I mean, I thought that the thing on, I thought that the Emmys was pretty good. I mean, I have to say, the opener was great. I have to say that.
The opening was something that was unexpected. Because we didn't expect to see Spicy Boy come to the stage and do it like that.
What I don't get is how in the world, like, how did they plan that? Did they plan that? Did he just walk in and go, I'm going to be on the Emmys? You know?
It was done in secret. Like, there has to be some kind of secret plan going on backstage.
Oh, definitely.
Like that.
A few select people actually knew about it.
they had to. I mean, the funny thing is that really one of two things had to happen. Like, nobody was expecting it, and then he used it as a secret weapon, which was brilliant, you know, on his part. But everybody's saying, oh, yeah, it's too soon. It's too soon. It's too soon, you know.
It definitely was too soon because, you know, let's not forget about all the terrible lies that Spicy Boy told.
I mean, like, the fact that
the American, the size of the crowd,
exactly,
was the greatest and largest in history when it was not.
Right. The fact is that, you know, even Melissa McCarthy went, oh, this is funny. Really? You know?
She was smiling. McCarthy
is saying, this is amazing and terrible, and my stricken impression speaks to the audiences at home. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is that she probably, Anna Chlumsky, made the kind of shocked face that she just saw a hilarious ghost in a full body physical reaction that's manifest as in that night's most viral gift or gift. But yeah, like, I don't see, they're saying, oh, they're normalizing him, or I don't think there's any normalization going on. Do you think there is? I mean,
There isn't a normalization, but there's definitely a sense of a pride when it comes to making one seem like, oh, they're the best, like they're the best in the entire administration, when in fact everything has gone so wrong. Like, there
right.
seems some kind of a false pride. You know,
right,
some
but then
like to stuff about.
It's kind of like, this is fine as the room burns around you.
Right, and the fact that Colbert really stuck it to Spicer by saying, Melissa McCarthy, everyone! You know, and Spicer left the stage to the loudest applause of the night thus far. You know, I bet it was fun for him.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is that, you know, I think that he doesn't get to be a folk hero, you know, about it. And I think all he wanted was his 15 minutes of fame.
I mean, he just wanted to see himself in a good light. Have his 15 minutes of fame and then go home.
Yeah, definitely.
After a rough and turbulent 6 months or so.
Oh, yeah.
To come up with statements and then answer the questions from the press.
Definitely. But, like, he's like, I feel relieved. And I'm like, dude, you openly lied to the American people. The office is now going to be lying about the ADA, which we're going to bring up in... Well, we're going to bring up right now. So, while we were getting ready for the show tonight, the person who makes up our docket of what we're going to report on said we should report on the ADA and the fact that if, for example, right, let's hope this... By the way, if you don't want this to happen, go to your senators and vote and call them and say you don't want this to happen. What is going to happen is that it's going to be a slimming down of the ADA where they're not going to care as much that you're hurt or you need a ramp or you need anything. Right? Right.
Exactly.
And you don't want that. Believe me, the fact is, the real cold hard fact about this is that the time it will take several months instead of several days. You know, all this administration wants to do is basically screw us over.
They want to screw us over. They want to take away every good thing that we have so that we have nothing left.
Right. Which is...
like a big see you later sort of thing. Like, I take away your cookies and your candies.
Right. It's
I'm
kind of like...
And I take away your cookies and candies and you're left with nothing. And you're just there crying because, you know, this big bully... who happens to be the government, took away your very rights.
Right, and your equal opportunity for those rights. I mean, that's not cool in any form, let alone the satire we try to do on the show. I mean, we can't make fun of this because this is real. However, on Wednesday, we will have everybody back for the most part.
Sure.
Like I said, Pink Hood will be out, because she's on assignment. Black Hood will be back. Green Hood will be back, hopefully. I will be back. Johnny will be back. Andre will be back.
Yep.
Or sorry, Driz will be back. And, The Driz. The Driz will be back. And, we'll have a top-notch show. And, yeah. So, if you do like us, if you do want to contribute, or at least contribute somewhat of a review, please rate and review us on iTunes. We don't have any reviews yet. We are new. Rate and review us on iTunes, SoundCloud. We're looking for people also. So, we do respond on Facebook. You can follow us there. And on Twitter. At AMC Press News 21. Also, we have a new Twitter for the show. So, there's a lot going down. There's a lot going on.
The
coming
podcast.
Yeah.
What a name.
Yeah, we have a new podcast name for the show. And so, by Wednesday, I'll hopefully get all of that straightened out. And, yeah. So, in terms of going back to the ADA, if you let this pass, this means that they won't be responsible for ADA ramps. They won't be responsible for your stuff. So, if you have that, go. Call your senators. Tell them to call this. Tell them not to pass this bill. Don't pass the bill.
All it takes is one phone call. And
tweets.
It'll make so much of a difference, folks.
Exactly. Tweets. Tweets, too. Help. Majorly. Anyway, we will all see you on Wednesday evening. And, yeah. We're all back. So, hopefully the rains will change. Again, rate and review us on iTunes. And we will see you on Wednesday. Have a great night.
By the way, before we go,
yes,
if you have Apple devices, iOS 11 tomorrow.
Tomorrow what?
Tomorrow you get iOS 11 for all those iOS devices.
iOS
Apple
11.
Device. Yeah.
So does that mean new cell phone?
That means new operating system for your iPhone.
New operating system for the iPhone. So that means we're going to be getting an update.
Yep, you need an update sometime tomorrow.
Yeah, the updates will come to different numbers at different times, depending on where you live and your time zone.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right. So, all right. Yeah, we will be back, and we'll be back on Wednesday.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Night.